insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. We'd like to welcome you to our program. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the blessing of understanding a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كذلك يحيي الله الموتى ويريكم آياته لعلكم تعقلون ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِن بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ.
We were discussing verse 74 of Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of a number of verses addressing Bani Israel and reminding the tribes of Bani Israel in Medina, which were the direct audience of these verses, to remember the special blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them. At the end of all of those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةِ. Then your hearts hardened after that, so they are like stones or even harder. The verse gives us a very nice metaphor to understand the hardening of the hearts. And I want to explain it in a way so we can, as individuals, benefit from this. I've repeatedly said this in these sessions, that the verses of the Holy Quran, whatever they are talking about, there is some sort of benefit for people other than even those who are the direct audience of the verse. Now, in this case, Bani Israel. There's a lot for us to learn. That's why it's been mentioned in the Holy Quran as the book for humanity. So we shouldn't just look at it as history and say, oh, this is what happened to Bani Israel. No, the purpose why it's mentioned in the Holy Quran is for us to benefit from. Now, it says, after seeing all of that, your hearts hardened after that, so they are like stones or even harder. Now, how is it that they're even harder? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ. Although the stones and rocks are so tough and so hard, but, says, for indeed, there are some stones from which streams gush forth. One of the toughest things that we deal with, especially the general public, maybe in laboratories, scientists can see, you know, tougher things, steel these days and all of that, but something that commonly is understood to be hard and, really, really tough, and people say, you know, it's hard rock, for example, even in English, it's as hard as a rock, okay, or it's rock hard. That's how tough it is, how hard it is. But these same stones, sometimes streams gush out of these. Sometimes springs. I don't know if you've been to mountains. They say from between the stones, you know, springs start gushing out. Water sometimes starts gushing out. It's really, really tough, but sometimes that hard item, water, which is the softest and clearest and nicest thing, could be gushing out of those. It says your hearts are even harder than that. Hard rock, okay, rocks and stones could have water gushing out of them, but your hearts, nothing comes out of it. That's how tough they are. Another example that is mentioned for the softness of the heart and of the hard rocks, that although they're so tough and they're so hard, but they are actually softer and more lenient than your hearts. It says, وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ, which we explained, وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ, which is similar to the previous one. That one, the last piece was said that out of these stones, okay, streams could gush out, which the some of the rivers start at mount peaks where, you know, there's water coming out of these stones, and that's what it's referring to. Another example, وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ, and indeed there are some of them that split. It's hard, it's tough, but when the time comes, it splits open. And what comes out of it? And water issues from it. فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ, water starts to come out of it. These springs that I mentioned as an example, these little springs, that's what the second piece is mentioning. The first one is actually referring to, you know, huge rivers coming out of stones. So this is a second metaphor used. The heart is very rock, but when the time comes, when this water keeps pushing, it keeps pushing, it keeps pushing, it finds a way out. The rock opens, gives way to the water. But the hearts of you, addressing Bani Israel, is tougher than that. No matter how much guidance, these guidances that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in these verses, the special blessings, they keep coming, pushing, so that maybe they believe, they keep going and going and going, but it doesn't give way. That's how tough the hearts had become. And the last point that's been mentioned, وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, and indeed, there are some of them that fall for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are stones. Now this piece of the verse makes it a little more relevant to human beings. As the previous examples were using water, okay, gushing out of these stones. But in this one, it talks about khashyatillah. That these stones, they're very tough, very hard. But even these stones, with all their hardness, they fall for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this referring to? According to what Allama Tabatabai rahmatullah alayh very nicely explains, he says that what this is referring to is something that the stones do, obviously. It says that these stones fall from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It seems like a certain level of understanding has been attributed to these stones, that they fall from the khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is that referring to? It is referring to the stones at mount peaks, for example, or in other cases where with an earthquake you see a huge piece of rock just falls off the mountain, breaks off, the cliff breaks off. This breaking off, when the scientists, and with a scientific and materialistic eye and perspective, we look at this, we say that, okay, the earthquake had this impact, it caused the surface to shake, and the effect of that is these molecules, they got separated, so it broke off. What that tells us is the understanding of how the system works. That only tells us the law by which the physical world is governed. In this case, the issue of the gravity, which is pulling on that stone, and then the shaking that happens there, which is again caused by another thing, which is the core of the earth having to have these movements. So that tells us what laws, okay, how this happens, how it breaks off. Now that law, where did that come from? That came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. the gravity, this effect of matter that in large masses, when you have a large mass of matter, what you're going to have is something called gravity. And also the earth, to be close to the sun, the heat in the core of the earth is going to be at a certain temperature. For it to continue existing, it's going to be working in this way. Sometimes it's going to have to, the outer layers of the earth are going to be moving, which is called the earthquake and all of that. This has been placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to remember, philosophically proven, also the verses of the Holy Quran explain to us that all of these creatures, all of these molecules, everything that we see around us, they are all creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the relationship that they have with one another, the way they react, is also placed there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the laws. Now, just imagine, this is a hard stone. Okay, it's a rock cliff there. The law that's put there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this law for it, that if this happens, that there's an earthquake, you're going to be pulled by the earth, you're going to fall. That's how you're going to work. That's how you're going to be existing and continuing your existence. The rock, with all the hardness that it has, it is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it does exactly what God has told it. None of the physical matter that we have disobeys what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it to do. It does exactly what it does. Water, when it reaches this temperature, it's going to be evaporating. It will always do that. You don't have water that doesn't obey that law. So this is being referred to, that this rock is having khashiyah, okay, in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With all the hardness that this stone and this rock cliff has got, when the earthquake comes, which is the call that you should fall, the stone falls. This is what the verse is referring to. That hard stone is like that, but you, Bani Israel, you don't have that khashya. The heart that you have hardened it. Now, there's not too much time, but I'd like to finish this verse in this session by saying that, brothers and sisters, all of us do receive the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at our level. The guidance doesn't always have to come in the form of someone coming and telling you, hey, brother, sister, wake up. This is what you need to do. It doesn't always come like that. The conscience that we have is a guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart that we have, the feeling that we get through our heart, is guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The intellect that we have, the understanding that we have, is guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God forbid, if I have these feelings regarding sins and I neglect them, if I there's sin in my vicinity and I go ahead and act and commit that sin, although I have that guidance, I know I've been told this is wrong, I have that feeling that this is wrong, I don't listen to that, I actually go ahead and commit that sin, a time could come that my heart could become as hard as the rocks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning, and even harder than that. That from the stones, some of them actually break off when the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us be obedient and receive and accept the guidance that He gives us, and that He keeps us away from the disobedience that would cause our hearts to be even tougher than the rocks of the mountain. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu, subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu, subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu, سبحانك يا من لا شريك له سبحانك يا من لا شريك له سبحانك يا من لا شريك له سبحانك.